Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What does success this weekend look like for the Cubs in their series with Pittsburgh, which started last night, giving consecutive series losses in Detroit and in Philadelphia? How important is it to get healthy against the Pirates? Would a split be acceptable?
Unfortunately, no. I think had they lost that game last night, maybe we'd say a split would be acceptable this morning, because you never know what's going to happen. But no, I think they need to win two more games. I really do. I just think they need to get back to their winning ways, to feel comfortable with what's going on. I'd like to see some more runs. I don't know if you're going to get them today, but I think you can win this game. And I think if you win 3 of 4 from Pittsburgh, that is the bar. That should be the standard that you like to see happen. And I think it's different when you get home and, you know, you can split a series on the road, but at home, win those series. So I would like to think that the Cubs can win. Ideally, they win two more games. I mean, ideally, they win all of them. But I would say, for me, win two more games, one of them in a lopsided fashion, so you feel like the offense is back and working well, etc. But, I mean, maybe I'm holding them to a higher standard than is fair, but it is the one that they've set. So I'd like to, after seeing them lose their last two series on the road, I want to see them win a series, and I want to see them score some runs in one of those games.
Agree with what you just said there, Mully. And the only thing I'd add, two things I'd add. Number one, and this will sound silly, but that won't be the first time, maybe less home runs and more hits. It can't be all home runs, even though that's so much fun. Like, I mean, Wrigley was rocking. I mean, the place exploded last night with PCA, and then Suzuki follows up an inning or two later. That was awesome. But it would be nice to, you know, get some guys on base and then move some guys around, you know, move through the order a little bit. That would be a good thing to see. It all hinges on today. If the Cubs, and they have done it before, as we've pointed out, can beat Skeens, and they're actually favored today, slightly, -110, then you go for the gut shot. Then you go for the four-game sweep. But you must win this series. It's not a statement game or a must-win. But if you're paying attention, okay, and it's crazy, it's the 13th of June, and I've been scoreboard watching since basically June 1st. Like, you're watching what the Cardinals and the Brewers are doing. Last night, the Brewers won, the Cardinals lost. The Brewers are now the second-place team, right? And who's coming into town after the Pirates? The Brewers. So, like, you don't want to lose this series, and they have the team behind you in your division coming into town maybe feeling a little puffy-chested.
Have no idea how the Brewers are doing what they're doing, but they're doing it again. You're right. You don't want to sleep on anybody in your division. You've got the Pirates in here for four. You better win three. That's the way you got to approach it. You win series, especially after coming in from a road trip where you'll take four and five, but you really wanted to come home with a winning road trip, and you didn't. So you need to take three out of four from the Pirates, a beatable team with or without Skeens on the mound today. You have to reassert yourself as the team in the division and one of the best teams in the National League. So I do understand what you're saying about the home run or bust mentality. You don't want to begin to become one of those teams that is just a feast or famine, boom or bust type of approach offensively. The best thing about the lineup in the first couple months of the season was its length and how at the bottom of the order you were getting all kinds of production, and it wasn't just the home run. So you'd like to see them have the bases clogged and crowded and keep the line moving.
But there is a statistic out there. They get two home runs. They've got an unbelievable winning record.
Right. I think it's now 20 and something.
I mean,
right?
It's crazy. It's fantastic. Right. So go ahead and hit the two home runs if you want.
I get it. And
just
I like,
add some other
I like
runs.
The little competition between PCA and Seiya Suzuki for the team lead. They're having fun with that. So, okay, hit the long ball.
That's a good question.
That is the voice of our guy, Ron Coomer. He's here at 8. What are you expecting from Paul Skeens? Today, the young ace is 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA, 92 strikeouts. Are you more concerned about the performance of talented rookie, me, who will be performing pre- and post-game duties? Any advice for Dustin?
All right, hold on with the advice. First with Skeens. That's the oddest stat line you're going to see. You've got a guy who is 4-6 with a 1.88 ERA. His WAR is 3.6.
I know.
This guy is as valuable as any pitcher in baseball, as talented as any pitcher in baseball. And the one-loss record does not reflect that at all. Pirates must stink. They must really stink. And, oh, by the way, while we're doing Paul Skeens, I'll remind you, on May 1st, the Cubs took him deep three times. And they beat him 8-3.
Oh, we don't want those home runs.
So he is human.
What?
He does bleed. And we do want those home runs today. Take him deep onto Waveland, wherever you want to hit him, into the bleachers. Give Zach, who's filling in for Pat, something to call with excitement. Speaking of fill-ins, yes, Dustin filling in for Zach on the pre- and post-game show. This is what you got to do. You do a good job of this in the pregame show. You are Mr. Radio, so me giving you radio advice is kind of silly. But less is more. Don't you're going to be – that is such a regimented thing. Zach makes it sound easy. It's not. It's like fit all 300 words into a 250-word bag and do it in 30 seconds. It's tough. There's sponsors. There's information, it's overload, it's fun, it's great. You're at Wrigley Field watching the Cubs, but it's really something you have to pay attention to. Bring energy, be accurate, have fun, and don't forget to imitate Zach on your last thing that you say. Cubs, Pirates, Pat. Oh, no, pass that there.
No, that you just did it wrong.
You're going to screw me up.
Okay. See? Okay. Cubs, Pirates, Coom, Zach, next.
Thank you. That was very nice of you, David. Yeah, less is definitely going to be more. I'm going to try to stick to the script. I did hear that somebody else that had filled in for Zach on the post-game part of the show took a couple of calls. So hopefully Mitch isn't listening right now. I'd love to take a couple of calls. Old school Cubs postgame show.
But the postgame is fun, though, because that's your
especially
podcast.
If the Cubs win and they get to Skeens.
That's your
right?
podcast.
That would be great. So as far as Skeens, I think if you rewound the tape to May 1st, David and I were really going at it over the fact that Paul Skeens puts his pants on like we do one leg at a time. So, listen, 92 Ks, his total 6.5 today. It's very enticing. Okay, here we're going to am I allowed to like go to an app before I get to Wrigley and invest in this game, or is that like unprofessional since I'm doing the pre and the post?
Oh no, you can easily do that.
That's okay. It's not frowned upon.
They say that it really.
I mean, Ron does a segment where we talk about, you know, Ron's keys to the game and who Ron's thinking. So just wondering how that works. You know, I don't want to get Pete Rose. You know,
I don't think you're going to be able to impact it in any way.
When I look at Zach, I think gambling all the time.
Listen, I think Skeens is a problem. He is a problem. He's a really good player, and you're going to have to be on your game. I do think there is an element of challenging yourself against maybe the best young pitcher in baseball. I don't know if he's the best pitcher in baseball yet, but he will be, and he is he's excellent. And so that gives you a lot of motivation for the players. I think they'll have a pretty decent game today. As far as the great Dustin William Rhodes is concerned, I would tell you that the key to the whole thing is authenticity. Be yourself. You are uniquely you, and you're just playing a role. You don't have to be overly entertaining. You don't have to be. You're good enough. You do a great job. Don't be self-conscious about it in any way. I don't even want to use the term because it might make you think about yourself. It is you performing a role. Somebody turning their car on wants to know this, this, and this, and you are providing it for them. It is just the role you are playing on the day. So I know people get very self-centered and nervous about things. I've always found it's a lot easier to just do your job, to tip it up for you. But I think that you'll do great at it, Dustin. You're comfortable doing this thing. To me, if you are prepared and you have knowledge of your subject, that's all you're doing. You're just talking about something that you talk about all the time.
And Mitch is always listening.
Mitch is the best.
He weighs in here. No calls unless it's a no-hitter.
I love that question.
What if Skeens throws a no-hitter?
Well, then you better tune in.
Yeah, then I'm really, that's appointment radio.
And he'll definitely have over 6.5 Ks if that's the case. All right, what is your takeaway from the White Sox series down in Houston against those Astros last night and the results? Are you encouraged to hear that Lenin Sosa is beginning a rehab assignment in Charlotte later today?
You know, the White Sox have a terrible record in one-run games, and that's what I was thinking about. You know, they just, unfortunately, they did a really, I mean, I'm going to say this, and this is an absurd thought. It was a good loss. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get knocked over. There were a couple of points in that game where they managed to stay in it. And, man, it was a really good game from their third baseman, from Miguel Vargas. Is he the third baseman? He did a lot.
He played both last night.
I know.
Yeah.
He did a lot, and he was a home run away. And he nearly hit a home run, but they stayed in the game. They cannot win one run games. Their record in one run games, you know, the Cubs are having a great year because they're winning all those close games and they're doing enough whenever they have to. The Sox are exactly the opposite, and they have a awful record in one-run games. Vargas did very well. It was good to see Tautman get a nice late home run, but they just don't have enough. And it was ultimately, you know, you can't really get too disappointed about it, but they were in that game for a long time. Lenin Sosa has been having a quietly excellent year, and they could use him. He all hands on deck, so he would help.
Listen, they are competitive. They're hanging around. I mean, they almost came back and won that game last night. Tauchman hits the home run, and then was it Vargas? Somebody hit it off the wall, just missed the line for an official home run. They've got that weird outfield and left
it
over
is weird.
There. And
that's a weird part.
He ended up on second. They couldn't move him in, but listen, they're competitive. Here, listen, the trouble is the White Sox obviously are not scoring enough runs. The pitching's keeping them in it a little bit. The Rangers have been like red hot at the plate. The Rangers are scoring a lot of runs. So that's what's difficult. You know, yeah, Lenin Sosa coming back, great. No problem with that at all. Good for him.
The Sox struck out 16 times. 16 times. So that is part of the problem. They weren't able to sustain many rallies. It was close. It was competitive. And they have several of those losses this season. They're getting there, but it's still going to be a while before they arrive. But Lenin Sosa has been having a good season. I'm not sure, quite sure where he fits. Is he the second baseman? Does he play first? It's an odd combination of talent because he is versatile. Tim Elko struck out three times again last night. He's struggling. He is struggling at the plate to make contact. And I think you look at his last couple games and he's been a little exposed and you're afraid of that. So maybe Sosa comes back and he plays a little first base, gives Elko a breaker. Does Elko go back to Charlotte? Not quite sure. They do need Sosa. He surprisingly has had a pretty good season. They mix and match the lineup a lot. I need to find that number. How many different lineups the White Sox have had and how does that compare around Major League Baseball? Because they do a lot of changing around, both in the batting order and with the lineup. But they are competitive. They go into Texas. It's going to be tough to get two out of three down there, but let's hope they can salvage at least one and maybe a couple.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, it's a valid question, certainly on the minds of a lot of people.
That is the voice of Casey Johnson, and he's our guy, and he suggested on CHSN's The Chicago Lead that the Knicks' pursuit of Billy Donovan might not be entirely over.
There are some whispers today, though, that the Knicks may circle back on some of these candidates they've been rejected from. They don't really believe that it's a firm no. There might be some wiggle room. I don't yet know if that will involve Billy Donovan, but it could. This is a fluid story. We'll see where it goes. I want to emphasize that the Bulls did initially deny permission because they are in love with the job Billy Donovan is doing for them. But there are some whispers out there in the league tonight that the Knicks could circle back.
How surprising is it to hear that from KC? And if you're Donovan, he's a Long Island native whose brief NBA playing career was with the Knicks, would you want to explore the possibility? Which is more appealing, or is that too obvious?
Well, I was surprised by this a little bit because KC doesn't just throw stuff out there. And if the Knicks still have an appetite to explore the Billy Donovan possibility, you would understand, as we talked yesterday, why they might, because of some of those connections. They also expanded their search. Mike Brown is now involved, unemployed ex-head coach who has some experience. They interviewed 13 guys the last time they hired a head coach when they got Tom Thibodeau. So they might be deliberate. They will be exhaustive. And you do wonder where that leaves Billy Donovan. The wild card in this, obviously, I don't question whether or not the Bulls value Billy Donovan. They clearly do. I do wonder what Billy Donovan thinks about being pursued by the Knicks. And I do wonder if he's ever had in the back of his mind as a kid growing up in New York and a kid who put on the Knick uniform at one point in time briefly, but he did it. Was that ever a dream of his? This is a Hall of Fame coach. He may not have many goals left to check to achieve. And so I think you wonder if that is part of this behind the scenes, what's going on. Don't know that, would understand that, and he'd be hard guy to lose unless you were getting a first-round draft pick in return.
I think it's a really interesting way to look at it, David, and it does make you wonder when you take all those connections into it, and I think especially towards the end of what you said, you know, is Billy Donovan all in on shrink the timeline, summer of 26, right? I mean, is that what he wants to do? And could he potentially go to them and say, hey, guys, with all due respect, I'd like you to let me out of my contract. I'd like you to, you know, listen, and I want you guys to get whatever you can get for me that will help you. So let me help you, but please let me go and do this. And I wonder how fans would feel if he did that. Because as much as it's easy, and I'll raise my hand at certain times, I get upset with him. But in the NBA, it's a player's league. You got to have stars in order to win. But I just wonder, you know, deep down, if fans would be upset if Billy Donovan were to bolt to a greener pasture.
I wonder, Billy's 60, is that right? I mean, I wonder how much he would want to restart somewhere else. I mean, here's the problem, David. The problem is the people that you're interviewing with, I don't know how much you want to work with them. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying Leon Rose and James Dolan, does that inspire confidence? If you've got players there.
Are you closer to a championship with the Knicks or the Bulls?
I think you obviously are closer to a championship with the Knicks because they've got a more complete team. But it's flawed. And I don't know I don't know. I don't know if I'd want that gig. I don't know how he feels about the job he currently has. You know, he worked really hard and did a really good job last year. He's 11 years in the NBA now. I don't think his next move is to college. It's like a really interesting sort of dilemma. And maybe it's not a dilemma. You know, Rick Carlisle is 65 now. And I don't think they've requested to talk to him yet. Maybe that's what they're holding out for.
They're waiting until after the parade.
I think at some point they're going to have to get guys that are available. And they are instead trying to get guys that they need permission to talk to. And everyone in the league has denied them permission. Maybe they do double back. I kind of take it for what it is, which is they gave an overture and they said no. What's Billy's contract status?
Speculative, because the Bulls don't make that known.
Yes.
There's a belief he's got a year left.
But that doesn't seem like enough time if a guy is being pursued by other people. Maybe you give him another year. Maybe you do something to make him feel like he doesn't want to leave. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to leave. I don't know the answer to that question, but I hope he gets what he wants. Either way, if he wants to go to the Knicks, let him go. But I don't wish that upon him.
That's a good question.
What happens tonight in Indy, Pacers and OKC Thunder? What will be the storyline for the NBA final when we return here on Monday, the day of game number 5?
It's a really good question. I have been kind of confounded by this series. I think it really is a game Oklahoma City has to win, but I'm not sure that they can. I've watched the Pacers rally in two of the three games and win late and hit big shots and do a lot of things that you kind of expected the team with more firepower to be able to do. I think the thing that shocked me about game 3 was the turnovers and the fact that it was the Pacers' defense that really won that game, that really kind of locked down and changed things. I there's a part of me that would love to see the Pacers win. I would love to see OKC with their backs against the wall facing multiple elimination games and to see if they could do it or not. But I think for the purposes of the question, I'll go with OKC winning. This is it. You got to win this if you want to win an NBA title after 68 wins during the regular season and as well as they've played up to this point and as great as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been over the entirety of the season, MVP year, I think they have to win this game.
This is obviously a must-win statement game, but I got it. I was so impressed with that crowd the other night down there in Indy, and I am pulling for the Pacers now since the Thunder embarrassed me and didn't do the gentleman sweep as I had suggested. It only cost me embarrassment. You know, it cost Jay-Z?
Jay-Z
a million dollars. He bet $1 million
to
Thunder
3.1.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
On a five-game victory.
I mean, okay. I just got embarrassed. He just lost a million and change, and it's maybe nothing. That was like it's coins in the cushions of a couch. Yeah. The Thunder are favored by 6. They were only favored by 5.5 in game 3, right? So
good.
I think when we get back here, I think it's going to be back to even 2-2. But I'm hoping I'm wrong yet again, and I'm hoping that it's Pacers a win away from bringing the Larry O'Brien back to Indy.
Well, let's hope you're more accurate in the Cubs booth today, because you're going to be wrong about this. It won't be 2-2. It will be the Pacers within one victory of an NBA title on Monday morning. They take care of business tonight. Yes, the Thunder have Alex Caruso. Yes, they have a deeper bench in theory. Yes, they have the MVP. Yes, they are Oklahoma City, but this is Indiana. Pacers win. Pacers win. We're coming in here Monday ready to start planning the parade.
Can somebody please get David one of those shirts, please?
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
Stanley Cup Finals now even at 2 games each after the Oilers came back from 3-0 to win in overtime. Wow. 5-4. Who wins this series now? Anybody changing their selections?
I can't do this. I can't make another prediction based on my heart and not my head. Florida is so good. And when they took a 3-0 lead, I was texting with my son and going back and forth and like, oh my gosh, they're going to do it again. Look at this guy. They're so complete. They're so this. They're so that. The goalie's impenetrable. You can't do it. And then here come the Oilers. Leon Draisaitl made history last night. 4th overtime game winner. They did not go away. That's what I love about hockey. It's never over. These guys just never stop playing hard. I don't care if Connor McDavid hasn't scored a goal yet. I mean, I kind of care. But it hasn't mattered. So last night, I don't know if these games never have an effect on the next game. So you're starting over all over again. But you will be starting over in Edmonton. It's a 3-game series. I've got to believe that the Oilers this year are going to find a way. I've got to believe that because I want to believe that. I have no basis on picking the Oilers to win, to answer the question, who wins the series now? Only because I want the Oilers to win, and only because I picked the Oilers to win will I say the Oilers will win.
USA, USA, USA. I think I said it before. I'll say it again. Panthers in 7. Panthers in 7. But I'm thoroughly entertained by it. And I hope we get another overtime game. Thank you.
I'm just trying to follow the plot here, David. So you can change your pick in the NBA Finals if it involves the home state, but you can't change your pick in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Look, I'm throwing logic to the wind here. I just am.
It's okay. I just am amused by it.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I am
pointing it out.
I made my pick, so I got to stick with it. So I'm sticking with Edmonton winning this thing. And I got to tell you, I think if they somehow were to win the cup without McDavid scoring a goal, that would be even a better story.
Unbelievable.
Be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's helped them in tons of ways. I mean, it's okay.
He's helped him in both ends of the ice, and he's helped him with his leadership, and those are intangibles.
Oh, he's a great player.
But he still is a threat every time he's got the puck.
No question. He needs a goal. I think that I'm sticking with them, man. I got to tell you, I thought after the first period, all the dreams were over. But they came back, and then, you know, they give up that goal, and they're forced into overtime, and lo and behold, here you go again. So I'm digging this. I think it's going seven. I think it's going overtime in game seven, because they've had three overtime games, man. That's extraordinary.
Three out of four.
What a
you have me totally
well-matched good
examining
series.
Myself and my life here.
No. I
never expected to be this much on the Pacer bandwagon until I saw Reggie Miller there and just the whole thing with putting the Halliburton's shot to the Hoosiers music after game one.
Tay-Tay and Kelsey going to this game?
Stay away.
Okay. Just wondering.
Stay away.
There's a helicopter making its way to Indianapolis.
No. Well, they are buds with maybe they'll be at the Fever game tomorrow. Because she is a buddy of Caitlin Clark.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Wow. Good for them.
Longtime Swiftie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.